This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guys, I know I haven't shared this with you, but every Friday at 5 a.m., I play pickup basketball.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, why was that played? Evan Steiny's really, he's got to you.
The guy just.
If that was played because that was a tall tale.
Every
is that
Friday,
why that was replayed?
At 5 a.m.?
I told you at Berkeley High, we do it. In Berkeley, we're doing it. Now it's in.
You know what?
Willard, I don't even know what to do.
I don't even know.
I can't even post pictures of my night out. Without people telling me I'm changing.
I thought
it's the crossover.
I thought today was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, boy.
I am not feeling any love.
I'm down 15 pounds and I've been hooping and I've been feeling good. And that's why I said I played hoop this morning.
And I'm going to say this.
After a long night.
I mean, on behalf of Abundant Life, you look gorgeous.
No,
you look great.
You don't mean it.
No, I mean, I'm staring at your midsection and I.
Well, I don't
mean what I normally have seen in the past, I'm not seeing it. So.
I feel bad.
Well, I mean, I look, you got a nice warrior shirt on, and normally it's like, you know, a couple of tears, like the waves in your hair, and you used to have waves in your belly too, but you don't anymore. The hair is waves, but the belly is gone. I'm not saying that you're like team washboard, but you look good. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, Abundant Life Weight Loss.
All right.
And tell them Div sent you.
What'd you think of the game last night?
Hey, Willard, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, sure. Boys.
Hey.
Love you both.
What a great win. Yeah.
Back at you.
No, I was very impressed. I thought that was impressive.
Really?
I did. Are the Rockets not 34-20? Were they not at home? Were the Warriors not at the end of a four-game road trip? And were they not playing their second game in less than 24 hours?
Hey, real quick, does anybody know if they got in late to Houston or not?
Let us know.
Did anybody? They did.
I heard something about it.
We love you, baby.
No, but why? Like, why? How many NBA games do we need to watch before people realize the other team is coming back? They're going to make a run at you.
Oh, God. What part of the show did you hear?
More than half of the games in the NBA this year are clutch games.
Ooh.
They're going to make a run at you.
Oh, man.
Why? Like, do we really need to come the next day and be like, I know that they won a tough game on the road, third time in four games. Oh, but remember that 6 minutes where it sucked and the other team that gets paid to play basketball actually scored? I got worries. I'm pretty worried. Like, what's wrong with us? That was awesome. Great game. Great win. Dibs, that's all.
Well, I mean, for me, you look at the last 2 days of Warrior basketball, and that's who they are. You lose to Dallas when you should have won. You beat Houston when you should have lost. Yeah. And you go to the break, and you are 500. So if anyone wants to look at Houston and say, oh, boy, we're back. Moses, Jimmy, the chef. All the rest of it, okay, but just make sure you set yourself up for the next time that they play a game like Dallas, but that's
you're one
are.
Over.
Okay, well, yeah. I apologize. You won over it, and you've got all the momentum. You beat a team that Mark was saying is reeling.
This is not
a team
NBA?
That's lost like seven of the last 10.
Did you watch the Oklahoma City Thunder play last night?
I've watched.
Should we decide that they suck now?
No.
This is the Frippland NBA.
Right, but what's
what are we talking
about? OKC's record? Are they 28-27?
No, they're 44-10. They're much better. Yeah.
So they're allowed to have a hiccup when you're the Warriors and you have a hiccup against Dallas. I mean, you don't get to have it. Although you do.
I don't even know that that was a hiccup. We decided before the game started that it was a hiccup.
It was a hiccup.
They're great
players. They had Kyrie, Clay, and no one.
Right, but their hiccup was tucked into the fact that their all-time great future Hall of Famer went off. And they beat you in their home building on the same night.
Well, you're allowed to guard him. And you're allowed to try to stop him.
He's allowed to be awesome, too. He's really good. Like, I'm just, I'm not going to do this. With the, if the Warriors are 3-1 since Jimmy arrived, I'm not going to sit here and pick the 7 minute windows that we didn't like and decide that something's wrong with the Warriors. The other team is professional. They're very, very good. They made a run at them.
Right.
The Warriors held them off.
I'm not picking it last night. I'm picking it 55 games where you've won one more than you've lost. And I'm not picking at it. I'm highlighting the reality of who they are.
Why would we look at a brand new look Warrior team and then look at 55 games? There are new. That's not them anymore.
Right.
This is a like their core changed. So
right, but the record hasn't changed. You don't get to start the record over. Okay, now we're 0-0 since we got Jimmy. Oh, and so let's go to the NBA standings and let's start with 0-0.
Are they not 3-1 all on the road since he started playing?
They are.
Okay.
But does that matter?
Yes.
Does it matter to the standings?
Yes.
So they're 3-1 with Jimmy. So now they're the 2 seed because we wipe out the other 51 games?
I'd like to have actual conversation with you about this.
I'm having it.
No, you're being like wildly sarcastic.
You're being supremely
wildly sarcastic.
Glasses half full.
Yes,
I'm not being sarcastic.
They were completely out of the play-in when he came, and now
they're firmly in it. Yeah.
Like what?
It's great.
3-1.
No, I'm with you.
Do they look better or no?
They look better.
Okay, there we go. There you go.
Right, but you're 28-27.
Right.
So you look better, but it doesn't mean that you're suddenly like, top 4 seed.
Nobody said that. I said that.
Right.
I said that last night was impressive and that the road trip was impressive.
Last night was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You beat a team that, in your words, from earlier this week.
Yeah, they're struggling.
You were stronger than that before yesterday's game.
You might have ruled them out yesterday.
No, Houston was not one of the teams I ruled out. Get the earwax out. Phoenix, Dallas, Sacramento.
But what did you say about Houston before yesterday?
They're struggling.
It was stronger than struggling.
Whatever. They're really struggling. They had won 2 in a row prior to that.
Right. They had lost 6 in a row before that.
They're vulnerable. Yeah. But the Warriors went in there and for 3 quarters embarrassed them. Embarrassed them.
Right.
Okay. And then they made a run. Whoopee!
And they also were on the second half of a back-to-back. Houston was.
Right, in their own beds.
Now,
in a game that was played earlier than the Warriors. And they are all 25, while the Warriors are all 35.
Yep. Okay.
You don't need to be impressed. I am. That's fine.
It's not about impressed or not impressed.
It is, because that's a comment I made.
Quentin's 25, and, Pods is less than 25. Right. And so if you want to talk about who's 25.
Don't be impressed,
I can be impressed, but I don't have to be as impressed as you.
Nobody asked you to be.
No, and I'm not going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to be that impressed because I look at 55 games, and Jimmy, you're better. You're 28-27. So, okay. Now what can you do? Can you go 20 and...
They're doing it.
I guess, 20-10?
They're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you going tonight, Goo?
Hold on. I want to tell...
Okay.
Guru texted, before the game last night, he liked the Warriors, but he wasn't... I said...
Plus 100.
Yeah. I said, the Rockets won last night at home. They stabilized, and they all went out last night. The Rockets are young and immature... Draymond and Jimmy Butler gonna lower the boom tonight. So I was right on the money. Dude.
Yeah,
they're young and immature.
Good call.
They were all out and about in Houston last night.
Good call.
They didn't have a curfew because they were at home.
And I said this, Willard and Dibs. I don't know if you agree with it. I don't know what it is, and I can't take this from a young Rocket team. But what I've learned, I got to shout out Dave Fleming because something's in my throat's coming. But what I've learned is. If you play hard, that's half the battle. If you got athleticism, that's another portion of it. And I think the Rockets have used that to get to their record. But if somehow the Warriors handled their business and got into the playoffs, I would love to Rocket team where the P word, as I've been calling it, Mark, the pedigree of the Warriors know how they would, you know what I mean? But right now you are, the Rockets. But, hey, I can't hate it what they've done. But, man, that's somebody I would love for. If the Warriors got their dibs, could go seven games with them again.
Well, let's see. The Rockets are now a half game ahead of the Lakers. So, the Rockets, the Warriors are not going to play the Rockets.
Yeah, that's what
the Warriors are going to play the Rockets.
Stoney broke it to
the number doesn't work. The number doesn't work.
Even if they somehow climbed up Houston.
How are they going to do that?
The Warriors would almost have to be four against five. Like the Warriors would have to get up to like five.
Correct. And I actually don't love Houston's chances to hold on to the four right now.
Yeah.
But they're not going to pass Denver. Like, that would shock me. Mm. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you in concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love Houston's chances in the playoffs against all these teams that have experienced stars.
Here's what sometimes happens to a team like Houston. They'll get to the playoffs and they'll win a round. Then they'll get beat in the second round, and then next year they'll come back to earth and they won't. Like the Kings, kind of. No, not the Kings, the Timberwolves. They made the Western Conference Finals, and it was the year before. Like they were better than they should have been a year early, and it gets the expectations out of whack.
Washington Commanders next year?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Golden State Warriors with Steph were... You won a series, and then the next year you lost to the Clippers, and then the year after you went out and won the title.
And I didn't see that coming. I know lost in seven.
Yep.
Well, Jackson's last year coaching.
I was with you actually at Dana's house watching that that game seven, and
against the Clippers.
Yep, we were outside. Yep, they did lose.
So that was the game where the picture surfaced of Myers and Lacob like looking at Mark Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
And we were watching that game together, and you were saying the whole time, like, the Clippers are better. The Clippers are going to win. The Clippers are just better.
Huh. Yeah. I was right about something.
Well,
last time.
Play the horn, Sounder.
Well, yeah. And apparently last year you had the best year ever, or was that the year before?
No, That was a good year. Hey, that We Believe comp, Stoney, was great.
There you go. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Hey, anybody enjoying these bouts of rain and cold weather that we've been experiencing? The weather isn't the only thing to worry about. It's also ant and rodent season. If these pests, if they've made their way into your home looking for shelter from the rain, ATCO Pest Control has comprehensive solutions. From effective ant treatments to rodent eradication and even exclusion work, ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. All right. Who wants to start?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, I'll start.
I would, but I have a feeling that mine's gonna.
Well, you two already started.
Dude, so, dude, I mean, what's bugging me is gonna be it's gonna be a 4-hour show. What's bugging me?
It's gonna take a minute.
Yeah.
It's not what's bugging me. It's who's bugging me, and I'll save it.
Willard's.
No, it's not me. Wait till you hear.
Oh yeah, sure, it's not.
So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but. Throughout the BART stations, they have changed the entrances.
Yep. Many of them.
They've gone away from the whatever that thing is that opens up to, they now have a door. You must.
Oh.
And this was unbelievably costly, and it is unbelievably expensive, and it did not solve the problem.
Oh, boy.
It is so easy for people just to follow you through the doors. It's almost easier for people to fare evade now than before they put the doors in. And I'll tell you why.
Did you get gravy trained?
Yes. And you feel tough for about a minute, and then you're like, yeah, don't do anything.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Who cares?
But anyway, it's just. It's easier now, because at least the last time you had to jump over the door and you could get your foot caught in there and it could be.
Or it's just really easy to see.
Exactly.
Right. I've actually never understood.
What is going on?
I've never understood why this is a thing. Do you guys know anybody who lives in a gated community, or do you live in gated communities?
My brother-in-law does.
Okay. I don't understand them. Who the hell do you think is being kept out? Like
the riffraff.
But they're not. They just wait and go in when someone goes in. It just stands like, oh my God. My sister lives in a gated community. It's a huge gated community, so if you can't get in, just sit there for 5 seconds.
But let's say a burglar didn't have time. He'd probably go somewhere where he could get easy access, or he can wait.
But I'd understand if you were locked in once you got there. You can walk right out. It's unlocked on the way out.
That's pretty fun.
I'd be like, well, who do you think that you're keeping out of this place? I'm going to leave the names out of this, but Dibs, you'll remember this. Remember our old building? Remember who just showed up?
Yep.
Nobody had a key card.
Nope.
Somebody we did not want here, whoop, right up to the third floor.
Yep.
Just right there in the common area. What the hell are you doing in here? How did you get here? Nope. Nobody's That's holding funny, anybody Mark. Out of anywhere that you don't, if you want to get in, you're in. So it's a great point,
well,
Steiny.
But to Steiny's point, the old modality, which was, it was a waist-high thing where you scan it and the little crotch-level barrier would open and you go in.
Right.
If you're somebody who wants to fare evade, you don't have to victimize a person because you can just jump over. But now, when you have the barrier that's as tall as Guru or taller, now if you want to fare evade, you have to go in behind somebody. And it happened to me too down here in Montgomery, where I scan and I step through and somebody right behind me, whoop. And so as you get through,
I hope
you look
you didn't
behind
say anything,
you.
Dibs, because it's dangerous out here. I'm being real. And you got to be careful and be like, they got
you know
but
me.
You know Dibs. Dibs will pull over and try to fight people twice as
well,
high.
I don't like that.
What Mark doesn't know is that I pick my spots. Like,
yeah, okay.
If somebody's going to fair evade behind me and I swivel around knowing that somebody's come up behind me, if it's somebody where a confrontation sensation makes sense and I'm in the mood, then I'll go that route. But normally the fair evader, if you're going to fair evade, you probably are a little bit bigger, stronger, tougher, more aggressive than me. So like Steiny said, like it's no skin off my Clipper card because I'm paying and it's not like it's going to double charge me. It's somebody who is just going to make it so that the price goes up. It's fair evasion. Just another person, another scofflaw trying to get over on the system. So I'm with you, Steiny. What's happened is the fair evader is no longer...
You helped him.
They're no longer evading Bart. They're now impinging on us. Because to get through, you have to find somebody and you have to press up on them.
Yeah.
And so it becomes more of a personal fair evasion.
And let me tell you, Doug, what doesn't,
I'm with you.
What doesn't work is scanning your card and waiting a second.
It's iffy.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Wow, man.
Because it'll just, it's...
It might close on your crotch.
Exactly. Exactly. Who's next?
Whatever, Grandy. You don't take part.
All right.
It's a crotch closer.
This isn't something that's actually bugging me, but it just kind of, I think it might bug some people, so I wanted to like bring it to the light and have a conversation with you guys about this. I really want to know what you think, because it's Valentine's Day. And I have no judgment or care whatsoever what anybody wants to identify as or who you think is hot and sexy in life. Good for you. I happen to be a heterosexual male.
Okay.
And so on Valentine's Day, I get something for my girl. Okay? And I don't really care if I get anything in return, because what people give each other for Valentine's Day doesn't really do much for me. Hmm. I don't want flowers. What am I going to do with flowers?
I feel you.
I'll put them up in my bedroom and, ooh, it looks foofy in here. Like, that's not me. So I reached out to the lovely Christy earlier today because we're going out tomorrow night, not tonight, because I'm exhausted on Friday nights.
Love it.
She's cooking a meal, though. She's cooking a meal tonight, and then we'll go to bed. That's it. That's Valentine's Day. We're going out tomorrow. So I texted her. I said, hey, do you want your gift tonight? Do you want your gift tomorrow when we're going on an outing? And what do you think her response was?
I want it tonight.
No, her response was, oh, crap, you didn't need to get me anything. I didn't get anything for you.
Right.
And I immediately thought to myself, I don't care. The Valentine's Day is not... I'm sorry if this is painting with a broad brush and it offends anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Valentine's Day is not for the dude. It's not for me. It's not for the dude. I don't care if you got anything for me for Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. I got you a little something. I brought her some flowers this morning.
Look at my man.
That's it. But I know that this bothers some people,
some
who are some in
people.
The room.
Yeah. You know, they should change the name to Admiral Akbar Day, because it's a trap, is what it is. So Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day is about love, right? And it's about a day where you express your love for one another. And in this modern day and age in which we live, 2025, with all of the gender and the pronouns and everything that we all live with, which is wonderful, we still hold on to this construct of man gets gift for female. And personally, I don't buy it. And also, Goo, and Steiny, and I know you want to go home, and it's a payday Friday, and the cafeteria is calling.
Yeah,
but
it's too late.
For me, this idea of a February 14th construct created by Hallmark so they can sell cards. And if you go into CVS or Safeway, and I love it, and I'll see you in the aisles later, because apparently I have to get flowers now.
I've been there three times.
Because your boy's up against it. But the idea of this construct of Hallmark and all of the corporations saying, today's the day, it's red, it's pink, and you men have to pony up for the woman, but the woman doesn't have to pony up for the man. I'm not here for any of it.
I'm with you, man.
Valentine's Day is a bunch of crap.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of crap. I'm not buying it. And, you know, maybe on my own home front, and as I check my phone to see if she's listening, and, apparently she's not, but you know, this morning there was a conversation about what did you get? And my response, what I wanted to respond was, what did you get? But I didn't, Goo, because I understand.
What did you say? What did you say?
I took it. I took it.
You just sat there and took it?
My phone's blowing up.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, no, it's my It's my other wife, Scam Likely. It's my side piece. Scam Likely is calling me. Hold on, Scam Likely. I'll get to you, Scammy. You know what I said? I didn't say a gosh darn thing. I took it like Mike Tyson did against Buster Douglas. I just took it and I wore it because the real response is, what'd you get me? And then it's, what do you mean? What did I get you? I mean, what did you get me? What did you get me? What did you get me? Blah, 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 blah. Stupid. You know what? Hallmark. You know what? America. Valentine's Day is make-believe. I don't believe in monsters under the bed, and I don't believe in your fake holiday. So you and your lovely Christy, like what you do every day is Valentine's Day. You take a picture, and then she shares it, and then you share it, and then you comment, and she comments. You guys don't need Valentine's Day. Your whole world is Valentine's Day.
Not really true.
And for the rest of us, you know what? Hallmark, leave me the F alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
I didn't get to do mine. What do you mean, all right?
I guess that counts what's bugging me.
I told you it was going to take a minute.
Yeah.
Come on, Steiny. It's okay.
Whatever.
All-star. You're giddy.
He's got a party to go to tonight, dude.
I can
lead the rest of the crossover if you want to go.
All right.
I want him to hear this one.
Man.
I haven't even said what's bugging me yet.
Everybody, why are you always...
I was just responding.
Why are you always in a mood?
That wasn't your what's bugging you?
Everything's bugging me.
You didn't hear the beginning?
Yeah, Dibs.
Oh, here I go.
Dibs, your turn.
You got a minute?
Like, he's really bothered.
Dude, I'm now in a phenomenal mood. No, go ahead.
So last night I was invited to a party at the Caribou in Alameda. Shout out Mark Spears for the NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists. Okay. Had a great time. Saw Sal, some other people. Great time. Great people. So I tried to expand my horizon and diversify my portfolio. No hard liquor. They had wine. So your boy's into red wine. I had cab.
Out of bed.
And I know how to hold it. Yeah. Oh. And this goes out to the person, the hater, that all night monitored my pour, which I didn't pour, and deemed it too heavy.
Oh.
And the whole night, Willard, every time we came in contact, that's a heavy pour.
Oh, geez.
That's a heavy pour. And I didn't say what I wanted to say. Worry about what's in your cup.
Yep.
I didn't go pour it myself. They must like me or something. But the person kept saying, like, just disgusted. You're poor. They did this with the hand. Your pour should be this. You got a heavy pour. If it was the old Union City Goo, I would have lost it.
Yep.
But I was on good behavior. But this is just a PSA. Mind your own pour.
Yep.
And if somebody happens to get a heavier pour, don't hate, congratulate. But it kind of messed up my mood. But I sipped it every time who does that? Who monitors how much heavy pour? I didn't know what that was until I heard him. And how weird is that?
It's weird, especially
because
you
got a heavy pour.
It was like open bar, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, you had to pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you in your picture with champagne.
Not that fancy of a party.
I mean, I saw you with champagne, and you had some red.
Abundant Life, you can have three glasses of wine. I had no champagne. It was all red.
But are they three heavy pour glasses of wine?
Yeah. Apparently. Apparently.
Must be four and a half.
Trying to learn the rules.
I'm like, who does this?
All right. Well, I got to get down to the fan experience, Chase. Can we let all of the people who aren't on YouTube know that Guru did that entire thing with you having your forehead on your microphone?
And it just ruined the whole thing. Yeah,
God.
I
put on a show for the people on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I saw that $100 suit.
They saw it.
All right, gents.
All right. Coming up next,
shout out Men's Warehouse.
Tibbs' turn on what's bugging you.
On 95.7.
Do I need to stay? Nah, you guys are
good. I let it out. Yeah, you're good.
Wait, Steiny, 95.7 the what?
The All-Star Game.
Oh. I happen to be a heterosexual male.
Okay.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.